Today's shiur starts the Ezer Shem towards the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, 8 lines from the bottom with the words Amar Rav Shmuel. Zakt Gemara Amar Rav Shmuel Ba'adiridi Amar Rav Yamila. Others say Amar Rav Acha Aricha Amar Rav Huna in the name of Rav Huna. The Yamila and yet others say Amar Rav Menashe Amar Shmuel. This is a halacha from Rav Menashe in the name of Shmuel. Tefillin may aim the same of Arachalein. When are we supposed to make the bracha when putting on tefillin? And at first, we assume this means after we put it on already. But it's not like that. The Yomer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Mitzvahs Kulan, in regard to all mitzvahs, Mevarach Aleihen Oyver L'Asiyasan. We always make the bracha before we do the mitzvah, not after we are making the mitzvah. And for the Gemara, Bai V'Rava, the Ami Tavayu, Bai V'Rava both say, what does Mishas HaNichasan mean? It means Mishas HaNacha V'Yad Shas K'shira. Both in regard to putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, there are basically two steps. We first pull up the Tefillin Shel Yad in our hands, we set it in place, and then we are ready to make the Kesher. So Mishas HaNichasan means after the Anacha, after we place it right before the Kesher. The same is true for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. We first put it on our heads, set everything in place, we make sure the ritzuas aren't turned over, and once it's set, we are ready to sort of fasten it on our head, to pull it down and make it tight. So after we put it on our head, before we make it tight, that is the time to make the brach. Taisus brings over here what is a somewhat of a famous or controversial shita from the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that this is a day you have to redo the kasher of the shoyad every single day, or else it's not uksharta. The Rabbeinu Tam, whoever disagrees, the Rabbeinu Tam says we don't redo the whole kasher. All we do is we fasten it, we pull it to make it tight. That's what the Gemara means, uksharta. Furthermore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, if we would redo the kasher every single day, it wouldn't be a kasher shel kiyamah, like we mentioned yesterday in regard to the kasher shel rosh, the chash of the Yavni Nezer. A kasher shel kiyamah, according to the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, is if it's there for more than 30 days. If you're going to redo it time in and time out every single day, so it's not a kasher shel kiyamah. Taisus brings other shitas that some say in regard to the tefillin shel yad, we do redo the kasher every single day, in regard to the tefillin shel rosh, we don't. And Taisus, this long Taisus over here that goes into Amid Aleph and down the Amid, brings many rayas back and forth. Zakti Maravaitis, we go now to the top of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Amar of Chizda, Fach Dein Tfila L'Tfila. Somebody spoke out between putting on the Tfilin Shal Yad and the Tfilin Shal Reish. Chayzim, Mavarach, he has to make another bracha on the Tfilin Shal Reish. Zakti Gemara, Sach En Loi Sach Loi, only if he speaks out in the middle. If not, he does not make another bracha on the Tfilin Shal Reish. The Yeshalach Rav Chiyah Bereid Rav Huna Mishmeid Rav Yoichanan, Rav Chiyah, the son of Rav Huna, sent from Eretz Yisrael, the Tefillah Shel Yad on Tefillin Shel Yad, Oimer, we say, Baruch Hashem Kiddushanu B'mitzvayisav V'tzivanu L'haniach Tefillin, and on Tefillin Shel Rosh, we make a different bracha, Oimer, Baruch Hashem Kiddushanu B'mitzvayisav V'tzivanu Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Because when we start putting on the Shel Yad, we are beginning the process of putting on Tefillin L'haniach, and we conclude it with the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Therefore, we make our Mitzvah Tefillin by the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So the implication is, this is l'chatchila, that we make one bracha for the shol yad and one bracha for the shol reish. It's not only a bidyaded, if somebody spoke out in between, then he makes another bracha. And for the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava d'Yami Tavayu, Abaye and Rava both say that this is pshat in the halacha that was sent to Eretz Yisrael. And this is how Rashi learns, Abaye and Rava, Loisach l'maisach, he did not speak out mevarech achas, and he just makes one bracha. He only makes the bracha on the shol yad. And Tzach, it is Bedavka, if he was Mavsik, if he spoke out in between, that we say Mevarach Shnayim, that he makes a second bracha on the Shel Rosh. However, indeed, this is how Rashi learns the text, that if somebody did not speak out between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, he should just make one bracha. But if any time, however, learns the Gemara entirely different, Abai V'Rava D'Yami Tavayu, this according to the Rav Nitan, Loisach, if he did not speak out Mevarach Achas, then he makes one bracha for each. One bracha li haniach as he starts putting on the shel yad, and then al mitzvah tefillin when he puts on the shel rosh. He can't make li haniach on the shel rosh because he already started the process of anachas tefillin before the shel yad. However, sach, if he made the bracha li haniach on the shel yad, and then he spoke out, so as far as that first bracha li haniach is concerned, he was mafsik already. Now when he comes to put on the shel rosh, says that at any time of varech shtayim, he should make two brachas just on the shel rosh. Li haniach again, and then the Al Mitzvah Tefillin. The dispute over here between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam is not exclusive. Many Rishonim argue about this. The Rashi goes on to say when he was young, his minig was to make only one bracha. Later on, however, when he learned this sugya thoroughly, his feeling was that the Pashtus HaSugya is more like the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. that under normal circumstances we make one bracha for each, and when he is mafsik in between, we wind up making a sum total of three brachas, l'haniach once on the sholyad, and l'haniach again with all mitzvahs tefillin on the sholdash. And l'mais it boils down to a machloikis between the mechaber and the rama. The mechaber paskins in Archaim Simon Chafei Sif Tetz that only when a person is mafsik b'dibur between putting on the tefillin sholyad and the tefillin sholdash, only then does he make the bracha of all mitzvahs tefillin on the sholdash. The Rama says, our minig is, we always make two brachas, and if somebody was mafsik in between the tefillin sholyad and the tefillin sholdash, he should repeat the bracha l'haniach along with the al mitzvah tefillin for the tefillin sholdash. Rabbi Kiveg in the Chidushim gives an etzah that if somebody was mafsik between the tefillin sholyad and the tefillin sholdash, he should make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin sholdash. Afterwards, he should loosen the kesher of the sholyad, move it out of place, then move it back into place and make the l'haniach. This way, he was yotze all shitas, both according to Rashi and according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Agav, there is bechlau an inyan, one has to be careful not to be mafsik at all between putting on the tefillin. Not only in regard to Rashi's tefillin, where l'maisa he's goyer me an extra bracha by being mafsik, either an extra l'haniach according to our minig or an extra al mitzvah tefillin according to Rashi. Even when he puts on the tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Pais can say, where he doesn't make a bracha at all, he should be careful not to be mafsik between the tefillin sholyad and the tefillin sholrash. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber paskins, and this is the opinion of the Tor B'Shem HaRash, that we shouldn't even make the krichais, we shouldn't even wrap the ritzua of the sholyad around the arm before we put on the sholrash because it's too much of a hefsik. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings from the Rizal that his minig was to first make the krichais around the arm and then to put on the sholrash, and he says our minig is that way as well. Agav, if he was mafsik between the tefillin sholyad and sholrash, but it was letzayrich tefillin, in that case he does not have to repeat the bracha. And again, repeating the bracha means, according to Rashi, the additional bracha of al mitzvah tefillin for the sholrash, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, and as we bask, it means repeating both l'haniach and al mitzvah tefillin for the sholrash. Somebody hears kaddish or kiddusha between putting on the tefillin sholyad and the tefillin sholrash, he is not to answer amen. He should just remain quiet and listen. If l'maisa somebody forgets himself and he does answer Amen or Yehesh Me Rabba in between the Tefillin Sholyad and the Tefillin Sholrash, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Simin Chav Hei, Siv Katan Lamed Vav, that he should repeat the bracha. Now if he answers Amen on somebody else's bracha on Tefillin, over here there's a Mechalikas Achreina. The Prima Gadim says that he can answer Amen on somebody else's Birchas Tefillin because that's considered Minyan HaMitzvah, Rabbi Kivega disagrees. Unless, of course, somebody is being mighty him with a bracha, then he could answer Amen. If somebody speaks out between the tefillin sholyad and the tefillin sholrash, aveira hi biyada, it is considered an aveira. And he has to return from the battle line because of this aveira. The Gemara explains in the Sechta Saita that the Mishuach Muhammad calls out, the person that is scared and soft-hearted should return. And Chazal explained this means those that are scared mi aveiris should be yadai. Aveiros Shebiyadai means somebody was mafsik in between the Tefillin Sholyad and the Tefillin Sholrash. And Rashi learns he was mafsik and did not make the necessary bracha afterwards for the Tefillin Sholrash. However, if he was mafsik and he sort of rectified it by making again the proper bracha on the Tefillin Sholrash, in that case, he does not have to return the Archi HaMochama. Furthermore, we mentioned previously, although somebody should not be mafsik, even for Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, in between the Tefillin Sholyad and the Tefillin Sholrash. And if he does answer Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, it is the opinion of the Magen Avraham and many other Paiskim, and L'maisa the Mishnah Berurah paskens that way, that he should repeat the bracha for the Sholrash, even though he was mafsik with an Amen and Yehesh Me Rabba. The Rash, however, says that if he was mafsik for Amen and Yehesh Me Rabba, he need not return from the ranks of war. Now, it's important to understand that it is the proper mitzvah of Tefillin Sholrash, which is Goyim the Veroi Kol Ami Huaretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and the Yarmi Mecca. They will be frightened from you. Now, going into war, that's an extremely helpful thing when the enemy sees you with the Tefillin and he's frightened. But as explained at the end of yesterday's shir, there's a certain Hamshach of Yir Shemayim that a person brings upon himself, that he projects from himself via the proper Kiyam of the mitzvah of the Sholrash. And therefore, if he didn't make the proper bracha on the Sholrash, then he's not fit to go to war. The Yom HaSoelim will not fear him, and therefore Rashi stresses that if he does make the proper bracha on the Sholrash after he was mafsik, he could stay in the war. However, Taisa says that the Chayzer Leil Miyarchi Al-Mohammed doesn't necessarily apply itself to tefillin. For instance, if somebody is about to shecht many oifais, so he makes one bracha on the shechita beforehand, and the bracha applies itself to all the shechitas that would follow. However, if he is masik, if he speaks out, then he has to make another bracha. And for that, too, he should return from the ranks of war. That is, Taisa says, Havamina. However, afterwards, Taisa says that it's not a dimyan. In regard to tefillin, you have to put on the shulyad and you have to put on the shulrash. So one should not be masik in the middle. In regard to oifis, however, there is no halacha that somebody has to shecht a certain amount of oifis. If he wants to, he could stop after the first bird. If he wants to, he can stop after the tenth. So if he decides to be masik in the middle and stop and then to start again, that is not necessarily as big a chait as the tefillin would be. Afterwards, Taisus goes even a step further. Taisus says that it may be that the union of Shechitas Oifis is the same as a chila. The person makes a hamotzi at the beginning of the Suda. He speaks afterwards. He doesn't have to make another bracha. Perhaps shechting Oifis is the same. He makes the Berachas HaShechita before he starts, and even if he is mafsik, it is possible he does not have to make another bracha. Akopanim, the Paiskim do bring that Vadi Lechatchila, it is definitely an Aveira to be mafsik between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Paiskim consider this a bracha Shein Etzricha, the Shulte Gebarim, the Shein Sam considers it even a bracha Levatala. And although somebody rectifies it afterwards somewhat by repeating the bracha, the fact that he put himself in a situation where he has to repeat the bracha is definitely an aveira. Zakti Gemaravaita, Tana, Kishu Meniach, when he puts on tefillin, Meniach Shol Yad, he should first put on the tefillin Shol Yad, the Achakach, and afterwards, Meniach Shol Rosh, not in the reverse order. Okay, Shol Chaylitz, and when he takes his tefillin off, Chaylitz Shol Rosh, he should first take off the tefillin Shol Rosh, the Achakach Chaylitz Shol Yad, and only afterwards take off the tefillin Shol Yad. Frank Digmar Bishleim granted Kishuhu Meniach when he is putting on his tefillin. I understand why Bedavka this order. Meniach Shol Yad, he should first put on the tefillin Shol Yad, the Achakach, and only afterwards. Meniach Shol Rosh. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Ukshatim Liyayis Al Yadcha, and only afterwards, the harder the Hayulatitafais Bein Inecha. So you see from the Torah that the tefillin Shol Yad have to come first. Elakishuhu Chaylitz, but when he takes off his tefillin, we say Bedavka Chaylitz Shol Rosh, he must first take off the Shol Rosh, the Achakach Chaylitz Shol Yad, and only afterwards take off the tefillin Shol Yad. Menola, how do we know this? What is the basis for this? Answer the Gemara. Amar Rabbi, Rafuna Azbrali, Rafuna explained it to me. Others had the Girsa Amar Rava, Rafuna Azbrali. Taisa says that would be impossible because Rava never saw Rafuna. They didn't live during the same time, so how could Rafuna explain something to Rava? In any event, Rabbi said Rafuna Azbrali, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu l'teitofais dein einecha. Now, V'hoyu is Lashon Rabbi. So it's mashma v'hoyu l'teitofais ben einecha. Whenever you have l'teitofais ben einecha, whenever you have the tefillin shel rosh on, it has to be together with the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel rosh should never be there alone. Kol mashma ben einecha, as long as you have tefillin ben einecha, you have to have the lashon rabim shtayim, it has to be together with the tefillin shel yad, and in mail, if you take off the tefillin shel yad first, the tefillin shel rosh would remain alone. Taisa discusses over here the concept of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. We know that it is extremely important to set up mitzvahs in such a way that we don't have to pass over one mitzvah going to a different mitzvah. Therefore, being that we are supposed to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad before the Tefillin Shel Rosh, one should always be careful to remember how he puts in his Shel Yad and Shel Rosh into the bag so that he pulls out the Shel Yad first. The same is true for the talus in the tefillin. He has to make sure the talus goes in last, so the talus should come out first. He shouldn't put the tefillin in last, so that he should have to pass over the tefillin to get to the talus. There is, however, a very big difference between the two examples. If accidentally somebody pulls out his tefillin before the talus, then the halacha is because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, he should first put on the tefillin and then the talus. However, the Mechaber Paskins and Simon Chafei Sivav, based on Tosfos over here, that if accidentally somebody pulls out his shol rosh before the shol yad, he has no choice, but he must put it away. He has to be mavir over the shol rosh and go to the shol yad and put the shol yad on first. Being that it's based on the pasuk, k'shatam liyayis al yadcha, and only afterwards l'teitofes bein einecha, we can't, because of ein mavir nala mitzvah, change around the order that the pasuk demands. Now, we mentioned previously that the Kiveg gives an eitzah. If somebody accidentally was masik between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, he should make the bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and afterwards remove the Shel Yad from its proper place, and while putting it back into its proper place, repeats the Lehaniach, and therefore he is Yaitzah both according to Rashi and Rebbe Nitan. According to Rashi, and indeed the way the Bes Yosef rules, when one is Mafsik, he just makes the Bracha on Mitzvah Tefillin, and he does not repeat Lehaniach. This way, by removing the Shalyad and putting it back into place, so he has to repeat the Lehaniach, even according to Rashi's chat. However, based on what we're saying now, that there is such a Kepedah that the Tefillin Shalyad must go on before the Shodash, and there is also a Kepedah that he should not wear the Tefillin Shodash without the Shalyad, does this mean that he has to take off the Shodash, then put the Shalyad into place, and put the Shodash back on again? Furthermore, we just said that if he accidentally pulls the Tefillin Shodash out of his Talis Zekel, he has to be Mavrel of Mitzvahs and put the Shalyad on first. He has no choice. What happens if accidentally somebody puts on the Tefillin Shodash and he realizes that he didn't put on the Tefillin Shalyad yet? Should he quickly put on the Tefillin Shalyad? Or should he take off the Tefillin Shodash and only then put on the Tefillin Shalyad? Because you have to put on the Tefillin Shalyad before the Shodash. So the Taz says, this Mash from Taisus over here, that the whole issue is just about him accidentally running into the Shodash before the Shalyad before he puts it on. But it seems that after he accidentally put the Shodash on already before the Shalyad, there is no reason for him to take off the Shodash and put the Shalyad on. He should just quickly put the Shalyad on. There are some that disagree. The Atz Chaim says he does have to take off the Shodash based on an Avodraham, but Akupanim, the Yaskam of Raiva the Yechainim, is that if he accidentally puts the Shalyad on first, as the Taz says, he should just quickly put the Shalyad on, and he doesn't have to take off the Shalrash. Tell me the Banan, Tefillin Meyayim Asayim Avarchalim, from when is it permissible to start making the Bracha on Tefillin? And for the Gemara Mishas HaNichasen, when the time comes that it is permitted for him to put Tefillin on, that's when he could make the Bracha. Ketzad, what are we talking about? What do we mean over here? Hayim Mashkim Lotzis L'derach. Somebody has to wake up very early to travel someplace. Still night. Bizman Anachas Tefillin, as the Gemara says in the Sechtes Brachas, according to Acherim, is when it's light enough to be able to recognize his friend 4 amas away. Actually, Acherim says that in regard to Kriya Shema, but the Gemara says the Alach is like Acherim in regard to when Bizman Anachas Tefillin is. Bizman Anachas Tefillin is, once again, when a person could recognize a friend that he's casual with, a very, very close friend, he could recognize sometimes even in the virtual darkness. But we're talking about a friend that is not a very close friend, an acquaintance, someone that he has a casual relationship with. If he could recognize him, now at Amos away, then it's light enough to be able to put on tefillin. However, this person woke up well before that zman. He has to leave his house now. He's scared that if he's going to carry his tefillin in his hand, he may lose that. So he wants to put it on, but it's too early to put it on. So menichan, he should put it on. And when the zman will come, for anachas tefillin, then mashmish beheni should touch the tefillin, and then make the brach. Rashi explains, he doesn't have to take the tefillin off, but the mishmush of the tefillin, by touching them, this is considered as though he is putting them on, and that is adequate for the brach. Taisus explains that the same would be true in regard to a talus. Somebody puts on his talus before the zman of tzitzis. When this man comes, all he has to do is to be the mashmish in the sitters, pick them up, kiss them perhaps, and that is enough for the brach. Now the shayla is at the other end of the day. Until when can he put on tefillin? The atmosfei menichan, the Tanakhama says, ad shetishka hachama, until the sun sets. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that laila is lav zman tefillin. If there is no mitzvah to wear tefillin at night, then he should take the tefillin off. Rav Yaakov Amar, Yaakov said, that the zman anachas tefillin is ad shetichwa regel min ashuk, until people stop walking on the street. This explains Rashi is after the time of sunset. So Rav Yaakov gives us a little bit more time. V'chachamim maimim v'chachamim say, ad zman shina. Even when people stop walking on the street, it's still zman anachas tefillin. The time to take off tefillin is when people go to sleep. However, Zakta Gemara, Imoidim Chachamim v'Rabbi Yaakov, that's the Geras over here, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov, who have the later Zmanim of Tichla Regel Menashuk and Zman Shina respectively, are Moida to the Tanakhama, who says Zman Anachas Tefillin is right at sunset. They both acknowledge in Chols and Lotzis L'Beis HaKisei, somebody has to take off his tefillin to go to the Beis HaKisei, or L'Chonis L'Beis HaMechitz, or to go into the bathhouse. And by the time he comes out, the Shaka Chama, the sun has set already. Then he should not put it on at that point. If he was wearing it already, he can keep them on until those later zmanim. But if they happen to be off after Shkiyas Hachama, he shouldn't put it on. Now, Rashi says over here that the Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim agree to the Tanakhama that Laila is lav zman tefillin. And that is the reason that they say that if his tefillin are off, he should not put it on after Shkiyas Hachama. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Indeed, says Taisus, the Gemara says that the Chacham and Rav Yaakov acknowledged to the Tanakhama that if his tefillin are off at Shkiyas Hachama, he shouldn't put it on. But the fact is that the Chacham and Rav Yaakov both say Laila is Zman tefillin. And the only reason they say you should take off the tefillin at the respective Zmanim of Tichla, Regel, and Ashok, or when people go to sleep, is a Gzeira, because Chazal did not want us to sleep in our tefillin. But the Yatzeh, if we knew for a fact nobody would sleep in their tefillin, there is no reason one has to take off his tefillin at night according to the Shitas of Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim. And therefore, once again, Taisa says, and the Gemara says over here that the Chachamim and Rav Yaakov acknowledge to the Tanakhama that is only in practical terms that Lamais, if somebody had his tefillin off after Shkiyas Hachama, he shouldn't put it on because of the Gzeira. But in concept, there is a big difference. The Tanakhama is the one who says, Laila lav is man tefillin. He should take off his tefillin at Shkiyas Hachama because one should not wear tefillin at night. And the Chacham and Rav Yaakov say, Laila Zman tefillin. Midiraisa he could, and he would have a mitzvah for wearing tefillin all night. There was just a gzeida that he may sleep in his tefillin. Rav Yaakov says, because of that gzeida, he should take off his tefillin, kishatich l'regel min ashuk, and the Chachamim say, until Zman Shina. Amar Nachman, halachik Rav Yaakov, the halach is like Rav Yaakov. And to substantiate this, the Gemara says, Dahar Rav Chizda v'rabba barafuna masli behu biyarta. Rav Chizda and Rabba barafuna daven in their tefillin at night. So the halacha must be like Rav Yaakov, that you can wear your tefillin even past Shkiyas Hacham. Ikadiyami, others say, Amar Rav Nachman, that's the Gersa of the Shita Mekabesis, that Rav Nachman himself was the one that said that ain halacha k Rav Yaakov, the halacha is not like Rav Yaakov. We turn now to Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Frek the Gemara, if we say ain halacha k Rav Yaakov, what was previously a raya now becomes a kasha. Rav Chizda v'rabba barafun and masli behu biyarta. Rav Chizda v'rabba barafun and daven in their tefillin at night, and if the halacha is like the Tanakhama that you have to take off your tefillin at Shkiyas Hacham, so how is that possible? And for the Gemara, this is not such a terrible kasha. Ahupligi, Rav Chizda and Rabba Barafuna differ from Rav Nachman's ruling. They say that the halacha is like a biyakut. Now, Lamaisa Tzitzis explains all Rav Nachman says is that the halacha is not like a biyakut. So maybe he means the halacha is not like a biyakut, but the halacha is like the Chachanim, who say you can wear your tefillin until Zman Shina. And therefore, there wouldn't be any kasha from Rav Chizda and Rabba Barafuna who daven in their tefillin at night. And for Tosfos, if that would be the case, Vandei Rav Yaakov would not go with the negative, that the halacha is not like Rav Yaakov. Rav Nachman would just tell us that the halacha is like the Chachamim, who say you can wear your tefillin until the Zman Shina. Generally, the halacha is usually like the Rabbim, like the Chachamim. So in Meila, the right thing for Rav Nachman to say would be halacha k'chachamim. So if Rav Nachman goes and he uses the lashon that the halacha is not like Rav Yaakov, he does not mean to say, but the halacha is like the Chachamim. He means to say that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, who says Laila loves man tefillin, who says you have to take off your tefillin at Shkiyas Hachama. Aye, why don't you ask the same kasha? So why doesn't Rav Nachman say halacha k'tanakama? Being that the Tanakhama is not necessarily somebody who would paskin like, we don't even know who it is, says Tosfos. Isn't the lashon rabim like the Chachamim? So the fact that he doesn't say the halacha is like the Tanakhama doesn't mean anything. But if he would hold like the Chachamim, vada he would say halacha k'chachamim. And if all he says is that the halacha is not like the Yaakov, he doesn't mean to say that the halacha is like the Chachamim, but he means to say that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, who says you must take off your tefillin at Shkiyas Hachama, and in Meila we must say that Rav Chizda and Rabba Barav Huna, who wore their tefillin at night, disagree with Rav Nachman's tzak that the halacha is not like the Yaakov. In fact, the Gemara Baru Miyama Rabba Barav Huna Hachi, does Rabba Barav Huna really say that Laila is man tefillin, and that's how we can explain his wearing tefillin at night? We have a memory from this very same Rabba Barafuna. Safik Chashecha, Safik Loi Chashecha, that if it is Ben Hashmash, so we aren't sure if it's night yet, then the halacha is Loi Chaylis. You don't have to take your tefillin off, but Veloi Meniach, he shouldn't put his tefillin on at this point. So the implication is, Hazadei Chashecha, but if it wasn't Ben Hashmash, if it's Vadei night, Chaylis, he should take his tefillin off. So how can you say Rabba Barafuna holds that you can wear tefillin at night? And for the Gemara, Hasam over there, where Rabbi Barafuna says if it's a Vadi Chashecha, he should take his tefillin off, the Erev Shabbos Itma. That's talking about Erev Shabbos. So now we're saying that although Rabbi Barafuna seems to be of the opinion that it's all right to wear tefillin at night, he should not wear tefillin on Shabbos. However, the Gemara does not easily accept this, that you can say, Laila Zman tefillin, and by the same token, Shabbos is not Zman tefillin. In fact, the Gemara might suffer. What exactly is Rabbi Barafuna's opinion? Ikasavar, is he of the opinion that Laila is Zman tefillin? Then by that same token, Shabbos Nami is Zman tefillin. Shabbos should also be Zman tefillin. And you should not say that Erev Shabbos Chashecha Yivali does have to take it off. On the other hand, Iksava Shabbos Labzman Tfilin, if he is of the opinion that Shabbos is Labzman Tfilin, then by that same token, Laila Nami Labzman Tfilin. Then Laila should also not be Zman Tfilin, and therefore we have to explain why he was wearing a Tfilin at night. Now, how do you know that it is Tali Zeh B'Zeh? How do you know that if you hold one, you have to hold the other? Because the Mihecha, the Mimayit Shabbos, from the very same pasuk that we are Mimayit Shabbos, not that we're Tfilin on Shabbos, Mihasim, from that pasuk, Mimayit Leilas. We exclude nights. The Tanya, for we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, V'shamata esachuka hazois l'mayada, neyanim yamima. You should observe this chukah in its proper time, from day to day. And therefore we dashen from day to day. Yamim, dafka during the day, but v'loi lailas, not at night. The pasuk says, mi yamim, from the days. That's an additional drasha, from the days, but v'loi kol yamim, not all days. Sometimes even during the day you aren't supposed to wear tefillin, prat, l'shabbosis v'yamim tayvim, with the exception of shabbosis and yamim tayvim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Akubanim, you see, that the very same pasuk that we learn the exclusion of nights teaches us to exclude shabbosis and yamim tayvim. So how could we divide it now and say that Erev Shabbos, when it's Vaday night, that Abba Barafuna says you have to take off the tefillin? And the very same Rabbi Barafuna wore tefillin at night, Mimonashach. Now, incidentally, Tysus asks, perhaps the solution would be that the Rabbi Barafuna B'Yatzim is of the opinion that both Laila and Shabbos are Zman Tefillin. Still, he does not want us to wear tefillin on Shabbos as a gzeir. He may walk out with the tefillin on Shabbos. The Ritzuis may snap, so he'll carry it home. And to Tysus, the Gemara did not want to use this solution, because who says we're talking about carrying tefillin on Shabbos around it? He says you have to take off your tefillin even if you're in your own courtyard. Now, even though sometimes we say that things that you cannot wear in the Rishus Adam you should not wear in your own courtyard, tefillin would be an exception, because there is a svar, as we find in Masechta Shabbos, that being that one is mechuyev not to be Masiach Das from his tefillin, he has to constantly touch it. So we aren't chayshish that he's going to forget about it. We aren't concerned that if we allow him to wear it in his courtyard, he'll come to wear it in the Rishus Adam inadvertently. A person is always aware of the fact that he's wearing tefillin. That's the reason we don't wear tefillin all day, because we aren't at the Madrega where we can be properly aware of the fact all day of what tefillin means. Memela Taisa says, you can't say the reason Rabbi Barafuna made them take off the tefillin is because he doesn't want you to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah, because who's talking about a Rosh Hashanah over here? We're talking about his own house or even his own courtyard where it's all right. If you hold Shabbos Man Tefillin, there is no reason he should have to take off his tefillin. On the other hand, if you hold Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillin, by that same token you should say, Laila loves man tefillin, because the Yosi Aglili learns it from the same pasuk. Now the truth is, v'shamata tzachuka azos lemayada miyamim yamima, it's referring to what was discussed in the parasha previously, and two things are discussed, tefillin and Pesach. So Rabbi Kiva, says, continues the Gemara, that loinema chuka zu, when the pasuk says over here v'shamata tzachuka azos, the word chuka is not referring to tefillin, ela lepesach bulvad, it is exclusively referring to Pesach. In other words, the pasuk is saying, make the garden Pesach from year to year. So Memele Rebbe Kiva does not learn Laila Lavzman Tfilin from this pasuk of Miyam Yamina, because this pasuk is not talking about Tfilin. Memele, we have a solution. You're telling me that Abba Barafuna couldn't possibly hold both Shabbos Lavzman Tfilin, and by the same token Laila's Man Tfilin, because they are learned from the same pasuk? Only Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns them from the same pasuk. He is the one that dashens the pasuk of Miyamim Yamima, which would refer to both Shabbos and Laila. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't learn from this pasuk, because Rabbi Kiva says this pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach. It isn't even referring to tefillin. Memela, obviously, Rabbi Kiva has a different drasha to tell me, that Shabbos is not the time to wear tefillin. And from Rabbi Kiva's drasha, although we are excluding Shabbos, you don't necessarily have to exclude night along with it. Therefore, Nafkalei Mihecha de Nafkalei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Barafuna will learn Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin from the same place that Rabbi Kiva learns. And Memela, you could indeed say that Rabbi Barafuna holds Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, while Laila is. How does Rabbi Akiva know that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin? The Tanya we learned in Hebrew said Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Yachal, I would think Yeniachadim Tefillin Mishabbos is Abiyamim Taizim. I would think a person should put on Tefillin even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Laima, the pasuk says, V'hayali ois al yadcha, or that they tough ois bein einecha. So the concept of tefillin is an ois, a badge of honor, a sign, a commitment between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So when do you have to put on tefillin? Misha tzrich an ois. During those days where you have to have this sign. Yatzu Shabbos is the Yom Tov, with exception to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shehen Gufanis. There the day itself is the sign. The Pasuk says, Ki Oisi Bein Yu Beinecha. So Memela on Shabbos and Yom Tov you don't need the ice. And therefore you don't have to put on Tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov. You aren't supposed to put on Tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov. And this would explain Rabbi Barafuna's Shita. Because this Pasuk is strictly Memayit Shabbos and Yom Tov. It has absolutely nothing to do with night. And the Meila Rambam Barafuna says to take off the tefillin Vadi Chashecha Erev Shabbos, because indeed Shabbos is not Zman tefillin. But on the other hand, the same Rambam Barafuna wore his tefillin at night because he is of the opinion that Laila is Zman tefillin. Now we have to understand, what does this mean? Yatzu Shabbos is the Yom Tovim Shehein Atzman Kruyin Ois. The obvious thing to say is that being that during the week we work and we are Ma'uriv between all the people, so you need a special sign to remind us. But on Shabbos, the Yom Tov, where there is an Isra Siyus Malacha, so that goof is the ice. That being the case, says Taisus, we should have to put on tefillin Chayle Sholmayit. Taisus obviously assuming the sheet over here that we don't put on tefillin Chayle Sholmayit. And being that Taisus is of the opinion we don't put on tefillin Chayle Sholmayit, so you can't say the concept of ice is because of a Siyus Malacha, because in Chalamayit we do Malacha, and despite that it still constitutes an ice as far as the day itself is concerned. V'haray again, Tais is of the opinion at the start that we don't put tefillin on during Chalamayit. Even though as Tais moves on, Tais is mefakpik about it and brings different rayas back and forth, if or if not we put tefillin on Chalamayit, we see that Tais learns that the concept of ice, the fact that Shabbos is called an ice, is not because it is also be a Siyas Malacha, because if a Siyas Malacha would be what makes it the ice, or lack of ice, then there would be no Shaila but Chalamayit. You should have to wear tefillin on Chalamayit. Now the Turi Yavin concludes that L'maisa, the machlokes about wearing tefillin on Chalamayit, is tali if Chalamayit is also the Asiyas Malacha D'Oraisa or not. So he does say that Ois and the Isser Asiyas Malacha go hand in hand. The Mechaber Chaim Simon Laman Aleph Sif Beis rules that Chalamayit, it is also Yaniach Tefillin, because Chalamayit also constitutes an Ois, like Taisus says over here. The ice has nothing to do with the Isra Siyas Malacha, it has to do with the Kiddush of Hayyim, and Chalamayit has that Kiddush, despite the fact one can do Malacha and Chalamayit. And the Ramah brings that many say that there is a Chiyuv to put on Tefillin Chalamayit, and although the Ramah says that Tefillin is to be put on Chalamayit with a Bracha, the Taz says that those that put on Tefillin Chalamayit should not make a Bracha. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah brings it at the end of Siman Lamed Aleph, that it is not proper in a basic Knesset that has 1 minute for somebody to go and outright be different. There is a Lois of Gododu concept, Shalayasu Agudais Agudais, and being that the whole idea of tefillin is how it stands out, we wear the tefillin Shalayasu proudly for everyone to see, the name of the Lois of Gododu concept comes to light in wearing tefillin or not wearing tefillin, perhaps more than in regard to other mitzvahs. And therefore, if one is in a Bis Medrash that has the reverse minig of what his personal minig is, he should abide by the Minhag HaMakom. It is important to understand that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it is not only that it's not necessary to put on tefillin, there is an iser to put on tefillin. It's a zilzal in the ois of Shabbos and Yom Tov. In addition, if somebody puts it on with Shem Mitzvah, there could be a baltaisiv problem. However, if he does not put it on with Shem Mitzvah, but he puts it on for practical purposes, for instance, he finds tefillin bezayin on the street, and that's how he carries it home, there is no shayla of Baal Taisif, and by the same token, there is no zilzal in the ice, because he is not putting it on the shame ice. The Prima Gadon, quoting the Smag, explains that Yid always has to have two Eidim to define his very essence. During the week, we have Mila and Tefillin, and on Shabbos, it's the Shabbos itself and the Mila. From this, it is Lecha Eirem Ashma that there would not be an Isser to put on Tefillin on Shabbos, because it's just an unnecessary aid. It's a third aid. And all you need is two. And indeed, that is the opinion of the Levush. The Levush holds that there is no issur to put tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's just that you don't need it, because you already have the two Eidim. And therefore, there are actually those that have a chakira in regard to somebody who does not have bris milah, because his brothers died when they were very young, as soon as their father mallowed them, and then they were not supposed to mallow him because of the sakana. Maybe he does have to put on tefillin, because he doesn't have the two ice. However, the Kizim Aroi Simin Kof Ches, and it's also discussed by the Masham in his Pirish Das Tayran, Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simin Laman Aleph, say that that would not be the case. Even somebody, Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila, does not put tefillin on Shabbos. According to the Smag, it's mashma because it's still not necessary. And the way we paskin, as the Mechaber paskins, not only isn't it necessary, but there is an iser to put tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it is a zilzal in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Incidentally, tefillin are muktzah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, unless somebody wants to move them with Tzarech Gufam because he is concerned that they are in danger, they may be lost or stolen. Otherwise, they are actually muktzah. Zakti Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Elazar, Kala Meniach Tefillin Achar Shkia Sechamet, somebody puts on tefillin after sunset, Oiver the Asay, he is Oiver and Asay. He works with Rav Yosi Gluli's Drasha, that we learn the concept of not putting on tefillin at night from the Pasuk of Shemata Sechuka Zayis Lemayada Miyamim Miyamima, and he learns that it's a command. Vishamata, you have to guard the Sechuka Zayis, and one way of guarding this Chuka is to make sure not to put it on at night, to dafka put it on by day, Miyamim Yamima, and the nail, if somebody puts on tefillin after sunset, he is over this Asay. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says he is not over an Asay for putting on tefillin after Shkia Sechama, rather, over Balav, he is over a lav. Why a lav? Perhaps the Balaza and the Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi's halacha, and that would explain why the Balaza holds he is over an Asay, and the Rabbi Yochanan holds he is over a lav. The Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Avin said in the name of Rabbi Eloi, Kam Mokim Shenema, wherever you have in the Torah the following words, Hishameh, guard yourself, or you have the word pen, lest we do something, the al, or do not, Einai El Eloisasei. These are all Lashainais of Eloisasei. In order to have a lav in the Torah, you don't bedafka have to have the words don't do something, Lo Yisasei, but Hishameh, pen of the al, Eloisasei as well, and being that we have over here, Vishamata Esachuka Hazois, you should guard this chukah. So the lack of guarding the chukah, like putting it on at night, when the pasuk says over here to put it on during the day, would constitute a lisa, say, at least according to the Yochanan. Memela, the Yochanan who says that one who puts on tefillin after Shkia Sechama is either a lisa, say, would hold of Rabavin, and Rabbi Lazar who says it's an assay, does not hold of Rabavin. He says, Vishamarta, to guard, is an assay, not a lisa, say. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Mar is later above him. Rabbi Yochanan holds of Rabbi Avin. Mar less later above him. And that is why Rabbi Elazar says Vishamata is an Asay. And Rabbi Yochanan says Vishamata is a Lais Asay. Zak the Gemara loy now. The Kula Yalma, everybody is Lahu de Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi. Everybody agrees to this memra of Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi, that if we have the Lashon of Hishamer, Pen, or the Al, these are all Lashonais of a Lais Asay. Why then does the Belazar say that if somebody puts on tefillin after Shkia Sechama, he is either an Asay? Apparently we have the word Ishamer over here, the Shamata. Zak the Gemara, here there's a different machlokes. The Hacha Behaka Mifuki, this is the dispute between the Belazar and the Rabbi Yochanan over here. Mas over one man the Yomer holds, Ishamer de Lav Lav, the Ishamer de Asay Asay. If you have Ishamer in the midst of a negative concept, for instance, if the pasuk says Hishamer b'nega tzedas, there is clearly a lois asay over here. Make sure not to cut off a nega. Or if the pasuk says Hishamer l'chad pentichos bris, there is clearly a lois asay not to be kairos bris. But in this pasuk, it's not clearly a lois asay. The pasuk is saying v'shamarta esachuka hazais. The Torah is giving you a positive command to put on tefillin. Now, in general, everybody would say putting on tefillin is an asay. It's a kiyum of an asay. It is not a lois asay. So to guard the kiyum of an asay does not mean a lois asay, according to this man d'amar. Once again, let us see it inside. Ma'asava, one man d'amar holds, and this would be Rebbe Lazar. It's true the word hishamer, pen, or al could constitute a lav. When? Hishamer the lav, lav. If you have hishamer in regard to a lav, like not to cut off a neged tzedas, and the pasuk says hishamer, or not to be kairis bris, and the pasuk says hishamer, that means a lav. Guard yourself. Don't do it. However, the Hishamer, the Asay, Asay, when you have the word Hishamer or Vishamarta, as we have over here in regard to an Asay, in regard to putting on tefillin, so it means one thing, a command to put on tefillin. And Anachanami, if you don't do it in the manner prescribed, you are over the Asay. But it is not a Lois Asay. Imar Sava, and the other man, the Yom HaHold, that would be the Yochanan, who says if somebody puts on tefillin after Shkia Sechama, he is over a Lois Asay. He says, Hishamer di Asay, Nami Lav. If the Torah just meant And I say exclusively, the pasuk would not use this kind of a lashon. To guard yourself means to guard yourself against doing something not right. Therefore, wherever you have the lashon of hishamer or vishamarta, if we're talking about a positive command or a negative command, it makes no difference. Obviously, there is a negative aspect over here, which constitutes a laisasei. And in this case, that would be putting on tefillin not yamim yamima. You did not guard the yamim yamima concept, and therefore, indeed, you were over a laisasei by putting it on at night. Taisus brings in Divya Maskel Vishamarta that in Masechtas Nida and at the end of Masechtas Brachas, we find that the people of Eretz Yisrael used to actually make a bracha upon taking off their tefillin before Shkiyas HaChama. If it is an asay, a mitzvah asay to take it off, the mitzvah asay of Vishamarta, at least according to Rebbe Lazar, so they made a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Lishmar Chukav. If that is the case, so tefillin would become basically the only mitzvah that has both a bracha reshaina and a bracha achraina, and a bracha to make after we do the mitzvah. Fact of the matter is, this Tosis, that this bracha does not exist in our Shulchan Aruch of Brachas, for the simple reason that we paskin laila zman tefillin. At the Etzem, it is alright to put tefillin on at night, and the only reason we don't put on tefillin is because the gzeira that we may fall asleep in them. So vadai, there is no say to take it off. As far as the Shemata Sechuk is concerned, we have Rabbi Akiva over here who says that applies strictly to the Karban Pesach. But now getting back to the Gemara that at this point is obviously working with the Shitas that Laila is Lavzman Tefillin, and not only is Laila Lavzman Tefillin, but there is either an assay or even a lois assay for wearing tefillin at night. Zi Amar Rebbe Lazar. En Hanami, somebody wears tefillin l'shem mitzvah tefillin at night, he is over. However, the im l'shamran, if he wears tefillin with the intent strictly to guard them, not to be mekayim the mitzvah, mutter, then it is permitted for him to wear the tefillin at night. Rashi explains, not only does he not have the chiyuv of taking it off at Shkiyas HaChama, it is even permitted for him to put it on at night to start with. It is important to point out here, even though we know generally there is a machlokes if mitzvah sichas kavana or not, if somebody has to have kavana that he is being mekayim a mitzvah, one man the yomer says even if he does not have kavana, he is still mekayim the mitzvah. But everyone is maida that if the person outright says, I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, something known as kavana lihapach, for whatever reason it may be, he is not mekayim the mitzvah. The Mela, by putting on tefillin, and he obviously indicates that his only reason for putting on the tefillin is to guard them, because he is scared that he will lose them. He is not mekayim the mitzvah, and if he is not mekayim the mitzvah, he does not get into any of the complications of wearing tefillin at night. Now the Gemara concludes the sugya of Laila's man tefillin or not, and it is our understanding of the next story that will determine our psak. As we will soon see, different Rishonim understand it in different ways. Now this is the story. Ziyama Ravina said, Have a Yisivna Kameda Ravashi, I was sitting before Ravashi, V'chashach, and suddenly it got dark, V'hiniach tefillin. And now, after night set in, Ravashi started to put on tefillin. V'yami lay, so I said to him, L'shamran kabay l'humar, is the master doing this because he wants to watch the tefillin, because he wants to guard the tefillin? Surely he would not go and put on tefillin l'chatchila, after nightfall. The Amali, he told me, and yes, the reason I am putting on the tefillin is only to guard them. However, Ravina felt that simply was not the case. The Chazisa Ladate, I saw his das, the lavless shaman, who boy, he was not putting on the tefillin just to watch them, he was mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, many ask, how did Ravina know? How did he know if Ravashi was putting on the tefillin just to guard them, or Ravashi was putting on the tefillin to be mekayim the mitzvah? Apparently, when Ravashi wore tefillin l'shei mitzvah, anyone who stood around knew it. You felt the kedusha. You saw it on Ravashi's face. So Ravina did not accept this excuse, which he himself suggested, that Ravashi only put on the tefillin l'shamran. Ravashi put on these tefillin after nightfall with the sole intent of being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore, Kesava, we see Ravashi is of the opinion that halacha the ein mayun kein. Ravashi learns that halacha means b'yatzem. Ravashi is of the opinion that Laila's man tefillin. In other words, Ravashi passes like Rabbi Akiva says over here, Vishamata Sechuka Azoysa Meyada refers to the Karban Pesach discussed in the Pasha, not to tefillin. Or perhaps Ravashi holds like Rabbi Yaakov or the Chacham, according to Tosis. Tosis says once again that both Rabbi Yaakov and the Chacham are of the opinion that Laila's man tefillin. However, the Vashi does not want us to wear tefillin at night. And therefore, he sort of answered nonchalantly that, yes, the reason he was wearing the tefillin is for shmirah purposes only. The Ein Mayan came. The Vashi says not to pask and not to outright rule that Laila is not tefillin, because the Vashi is concerned, for the concern mentioned previously, that people will fall asleep in the tefillin if they wear it at night. Memela, Rav Ashi did not want to go down on record as saying, yes, he is putting on tefillin, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, but the fact is that the etzim, he is of the opinion this could be done because his shita is Laila zman tefillin. The Rambam paskin that Laila is lav zman tefillin, and indeed we paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and there is an assay, or a lois assay, for tefillin at night. So what does he do with this gemara over here? It's mashmah that Rav Ashi was a besrayi, and we generally paskin like a besrayi, like a later amaya. Rav Ashi says halacha v'yein mayan kain, and the way Rav Ashi learns that means the halacha is that Laila is his man tefillin, and the only problem is maybe he will fall asleep in it. So the besyayisiv and Simon Lamed explains the Rambam that the Rambam had a different girsa in this gemara, and the answer Meshita Mekabetzes has that girsa. Let's see the story once again, and this through the eyes of the Rambam that paskins Laila is lav as man tefillin. Once again, Ravina have a yisiv in the commander of Ashi. Ravina was sitting before the Ashi, the Chashach. It became dark. And we aren't guided to the Heniach till, but he went and put on film. At that time, the Ashi would have not done that, because according to this cheetah, he is of the opinion that Laila is lav as man tefillin. And one would be over either in a say or a lois say for going outright and putting on film at night. Rather, the Girsay is the Chashach. It became dark. The have a Heniach till, he was wearing tefillin, the lois alki, and he did not take it off. He continued to wear his tefillin, and he did not take it off, even though night set in. So Ravina was surprised why he did not take off the tefillin. The Amulani said to him, "L'shaman kabaya l'huma, is the master just intending to guard his tefillin?" And although the Amulani told me yes, the Chazisa l'date, I saw the lav l'shaman hubay, that the Yatzem, he still had in mind to be in the kind of the mitzvah of tefillin, and that is because k'sava halacha v'yein mayan kain. How do we tie halacha v'yein mayan kain according to the Rambam? The Rashi is of the opinion halacha, that the halacha is, if somebody was wearing tefillin from before nightfall, he is not mechuyif to take it off when night comes. Laila lavs man tefillin just means that one is not permitted to put tefillin on after it's dark. However, if he is wearing tefillin that he put on during the day, he is not mechuyif to take it off. That is the halacha. However, he didn't want to say that outright, the Ein Mayan Kain, that somebody should continue wearing his tefillin that he put on during the day, because of the same chashash, perhaps he may fall asleep in it. Therefore, he preferred that people do take off their tefillin. But Lemaisa of Ashi was of the opinion that the halacha is you could continue wearing it. However, this does not contradict the Rambam's psak of Laila Lavzman tefillin, because indeed, if somebody would put tefillin on l'chatchila, after nightfall, he would be over either the asay or the lav. Although we mentioned previously that it is Shita's Rashi, that if somebody wants to put on the tefillin just for shmira purposes, just to guard them, he can l'chatchila put it on after night. Indeed, that would work out with Rashi's girsa of the Gemara, that Rav Ashi puts the tefillin on l'chatchila after nightfall, and Ravina at first wanted to explain that by the fact that maybe he put it on just for shmira purposes. According to this other girsa, he did not put it on after nightfall. When Ravina suggested maybe you are wearing it for shmira, that was a suggestion to rationalize the fact that he didn't take it off. So indeed, says the Bais Yosef, that Rambam is of the opinion that for Shmira one cannot l'chatchila put the tefillin on after nightfall. For Shmira he can only continue to wear it if he put it on before. La'alacha, the Mechaber Paskins, Simon Lametziv Beis, that it is prohibited for one to put on tefillin at night, lest he forget and sleep in them. So he's assuming that the reason we cannot put on tefillin at night is only because of the Gzeira. Seemingly Paskins like Rashi and the Rishonim that hold Laila Zman tefillin. Then the Mechaber says that if he put it on before Shkiyas Hachama and night came, he is not mechuyif to take it off Medina de Gemara. However, we don't officially say this. Officially, if people ask, we recommend that they should be taken off, but Lamaisa v'Yalachias, he doesn't have to take it off, and that is because even the Rambam who holds Laila, Lav Zman Tefillin, would have to say that if you put it on beforehand, you don't have to take it off, because that is the only way to explain what the Rav Ashi did. Then the Mechaber paskins that if he did not take off his tefillin by Shkiyas Hachama, because he had no place to put them, and he is wearing it just for shmira purposes, it is mutter, and we can paskin l'chatchila for people to do this. Although in regard to people wearing their tefillin, we say halacha the Ein Mayan Kain, in regard to continue wearing tefillin after nightfall because of shmira purposes, we say halacha the Mayan Kain. We should outright say so. Now, as explained, the truth is that if we learn according to Rashi, the story over here is that the Rashi put the tefillin on after nightfall, and Ravina suggested he was doing it for Shmira purposes. So if we hold indeed that Laila is man tefillin, it should be permitted lechatchila to go put our tefillin on for Shmira purposes, even though we did not put it on beforehand. And indeed, some Achayim do learn that way and do Paschim that way. But all this controversy is based on how to learn this story in the Gemara. Virtually all the halachis over here about tefillin at night stem around dialogue in Shaka Vitalia of how the different Rishonim interpret this story between Ravina and Ravashi. The Prima Gadim brings the shame of the Eliyoi Rabba that if somebody davened Mariv already and he realized that he did not put on tefillin that day, if it isn't mamish tzeisak echavim yet, he should go and put on tefillin. The earliest man to have to take off tefillin according to wall sheet is even those that learn that it's only exeirei shkia secham, and the b'syaisav says this means the end of the shkia, nighttime, which according to the b'syaisav l'shitasa is tzeisak echavim. Of course, there are others that are of the opinion that night is shkia. So whatever the case may be, if somebody, chas v'shalom, is in this situation where he remembers evening time that he did not put on tefillin yet that day, he definitely should ask a shaila, especially since Sefer we do pass on like Rashi that Laila is zman tefillin, and when the Gemara says halacha v'yein mayon kain, the Gemara means halacha that Laila is zman tefillin, we just don't officially say so. Zok the Gemara weiter, Amar Rabbe Bar Avuna, chayv adam l'mashmesh betefillin b'chol shah. A man must from time to time touch his tefillin. Kavachayma mitzitz, a kavachayma from the tzitz. The plate of gold that the Kohen Gadol wore in his forehead. What is the Kavachayma? Imat sitz madach letzitz. She'em b'yaleh eskod achas. Hashem's name is only mentioned once on the tzitz. Despite that, on the Torah says, V'hayam etzchei tanid, and we learn from this, she'loi tesiach dati mimenu. He is not allowed to divert his attention from the tzitz. He always has to be conscious of the fact that he is wearing it. So tefillin sheyesh ben hazkaras harav, a tefillin that have Hashem's name many times in them, alachas kama v'kama, that a person always has to be aware of the fact that he is wearing tefillin. He needs a constant remembrance by constantly touching it, because it is asur to be mesiach das from the tefillin. There are in particular places, several places during davening, that we are makpid to touch our tefillin, besides for generally from time to time. The Rashi brings over here, when we say Ekshatim Liyos Al Yadcha, we are Mimashmish in the Tefillin Shal Yad. When we say Elevei Tavis Bein Einecha, with the Tefillin Shal Reish, the Minhag Olam is during Pesach of Yedecho Mazbi Al Chol Chayrotzain, we are Mimashmish B'Tefillin. One thing to remember is we always touch the Tefillin Shal Yad first and then the Tefillin Shal Reish, for reasons mentioned previously about Ein Mazirin Al Hamitzvah. There are basically two reasons why we touch the Tefillin. One reason is to avoid the Hesach Adas problem, to make sure we are not Mesiach Das. Another reason is a practical reason, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, to make sure that the tefillin are in place. But it's important for us to understand, what is Hesach Hadas? The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, somebody that goes to sleep during the day, if he wants to, he can take off his tefillin, if he wants to, he can leave them on. Now, whatever the maskana of that Gemara is irrelevant. The point is, how could we have a havamina that somebody could sleep at all, even for a minute, in his tefillin, even during the day? Could there be any greater Hesach Hadas than sleeping? When he's sleeping, he's totally unconscious. Because of this Gemara, the Rebbeinu Yoina says that Hesach Hadas b'tefillin does not mean that he's not thinking about the tefillin. Hesach Hadas means lightheadedness, schoik, kalasurash, he's in a matzav of letzonis. But lav dafka does he have to think about the tefillin all day long. The lashon of the Rebbeinu Yoina, when a person is oimed b'yira, even though he is oisik in his own tzrachim, even though he is oisik in his malacha or doing his business, although he is not mamish thinking about his tefillin, he's thinking about his business, this does not constitute Hesach Hadas. If not for that, how is it possible, and indeed the minhag was for many, many years in previous times, to wear tefillin all day long? People were doing business, they were busy with what they had to do. The Torah says it's not Hesach Hadas unless he's mamish light-headed, unless it's schoik and kalas rash. V'cheinam, this is the lashon of the Rebbeinu Yoina, kishnis namnim, if a person dozes off for a minute, ain't kan Hesach Hadas, that doesn't constitute Hesach Hadas. Because on the contrary, some people are much less in a matziv of kalas rush when they're sleeping than when they're up. When he's sleeping, he forgets the hevli oilam, the mundane matters of this world. The ain kan kalas rush, and therefore, that is not Hesach Hadas. The Shagasai says, apparently, this sheet of the Rebbeinu Yoina is in dispute with the Ramban in the Sefer Torah to Adam, that is brought down in the Tor Yerdei Simen Shin Pei Chet. One of the reasons that the Yovel the first day does not wear tefillin is because tefillin are also b'hesach hadas, and therefore if the Yovel is in the matzav of pri and hesped, he cannot avoid being mesiach das from the tefillin. Now the Shagasari reasons Bishas Priu Hested, that is the furthest thing from Chaykin Kalas Rush. Despite that, if he can't think about the tefillin, he's not supposed to put on tefillin. So apparently the Ramban argues with the Rebbeinu Yainan. The Ramban says Hesed Chadas by tefillin means he's diverting his attention from the tefillin, not necessarily that he is in a massive of Chaykin Kalas Rush. And in Mela, the Shagasari asks a contradiction in the Torah, because the Torah passes like the Ramban, that the Yavol should not put on tefillin, because if he's in a matzav of Chi and Hested, he can't be mechaving to the tefillin properly. And on the other hand, he passes that if a person dozes off for a minute, and his tefillin on his head, he is not mechayev to take it off. That would be in accordance with the Rebbeinu Yainan, who says Hesed Chadas is bedavka kalas rush. And that is in contradiction with what the Ramban says, that the Yavol cannot wear tefillin. So how could the Torah paskin that both the Yavol should not wear tefillin, and by that same token, one could doze off in his tefillin? Thus, Hesed Chadas means chayk v'kalus roish. In that case, the Yavol should not have a problem. On the other hand, does Hesed Chadas mean you have to be mechaven about the tefillin every single second you're wearing it, and a person should not be able to doze off in that? And there are various tires on that. But Akulpanim, the Shagasari asks, assuming the pshat of the Rebbeinu Yainan, that Hesed Chadas means only if a person is in chayk v'kalus roish, what is the reason our Gemara requires that we are memashmish betfilin b'chol shah? To remind ourselves of what? If we have to remind ourselves of the tefillin and diverting attention from the tefillin b'chlal constitutes hezek hadas, the way that Rambam learns and it's also mashmish that way from the Rambam, we can understand why we have to be memashmish betfilin. But if hezek hadas is only schoik v'kalas reish, so what if you have to touch his tefillin to remember not to be eisig in schoik and kalas reish? And especially, says the Shagasari, we're comparing it to the tzitz. The Kayan who is not permitted to divert his attention from the tzitz. Does this mean he's not permitted to be eisig in chayk v'kalas reish? Even not for the tzitz. The Beis Hamikdash is not the place for chayk and kalas reish. So the mail of the Shagasari is noita to the Rishayim that learn Hesed Chadas means not to be Mesiach Das from the tefillin themselves. L'maisa, however, the Rebbeinu Yainan learns this way, that the reason for being the mashmish b'tefillin is strictly that a person should bear in mind that he has tefillin on his head, and he has to be cautious not to go into a matzav of chayk and kalas reish. And the Gemara that says that it's permitted for him to sleep in the tefillin is a raya to the sheet of the Rebbeinu Yainan.